Welcome to the March edition of One Darlington. It's been another long, cold winter, but the days are starting to feel noticeably brighter. There's lots to look forward to, and this month's magazine is packed with positivity and reasons to be cheerful. Bright yellow daffodils are sprouting all over the place, signifying new beginnings and offering a reassuring reminder that spring is in the air. Speaking of all things floral, there's an update on the plans for this year's Northumbria in Bloom competition. Hopes are high for another successful year after Darlington won a host of awards last time around. We're also looking forward to the coronation of the King and Queen Consort in May. Darlington will be a sea of red, white and blue for the celebrations. A little further down the line, we're also looking forward to the 200th anniversary of the Stockton and Darlington Railway in 2025. And a £3 million funding award for our exciting Rail Heritage Quarter plans has been announced. Another date for your diaries is the local elections on Thursday the 4th of May. We've got full details, including a reminder to register to vote and check your photo ID is up to date. Because of the elections, we're delaying our usual May edition for a few weeks, so look out for the summer issue of One Darlington in early June. Whatever you get up to this spring, we hope you have a great time. Enjoy the magazine.
Voter ID for local elections. Local council elections take place on Thursday the 4th of May. Unlike previous elections, you will need to show photographic ID at the polling station to be able to vote. Only some types of photo ID will be accepted, and it must be the original version, not a photocopy. They include passport, driving licence. This includes a provisional driving licence, an ID card bearing the Proof of Age Standard Scheme hologram, that's a pass card, older person's bus pass, disabled person's bus pass, blue badge, biometric immigration document, national identity card issued by an EEA state. A full list of the acceptable forms of photo ID can be found at www.electoralcommission.org.uk and will also be listed on your poll card. Expired documents are okay as long as the photo still looks like you. If you don't have an acceptable ID, or you're not sure whether you still look like the photo on your ID, you can apply for a voter authority certificate either online at www.gov.uk/apply-for-photo-ID-voter-authority-certificate. By post, you will need to request a form from the elections officer by calling 406444 or emailing elections@darlington.gov.uk or in person at the Town Hall, where we can also take your photo for free if you need one. The deadline for applying for a voter authority certificate is 5 p.m. on Tuesday, the 25th of April. Registration, postal votes and proxy votes. You must be registered to vote in the elections. The deadline for registration is Monday, the 17th of April. You can register online at www.gov.uk/register-to-vote or by ringing us on 406444 or email elections@darlington.gov.uk. You can also vote by post or appoint someone else to vote on your behalf by proxy. The deadline for postal vote applications is 5 p.m. on Tuesday, 18th of April, and the last date to appoint a proxy to vote is 5 p.m. on Tuesday, the 25th of April. If you appoint a proxy, they will need photo ID to vote on your behalf. Remember to 1. Register to vote, 2. Check my photo ID, and 3. Vote at a polling station.
Second phase of market upgrade complete. Work on the second phase of a master plan to restore and upgrade the iconic Victorian Market Hall is now complete. Renovated shopfront fascia and entrances, a new shop floor cafe, additional toilets for the public and traders on both the ground floor and in the basement complement a major project to transform the previously unused basement into a bar. The vault, which is inspired by the Prohibition-era speakeasies of the 1920s, will feature live music and cocktails. The building work in the second phase of the market regeneration was carried out by construction specialists Urban Group, following plans by market operators, Market Asset Management and the Council. The initial work to the market hall included repairs to the roof, upgrades to the heating system, and the creation of a street food entertainment area. Urban Group's operations director, Kevin Keogh, said, "This has been a fascinating job for the team. When we were stripping and repurposing the basement for the 1920s themed bar, we uncovered the old cells from the former police station that used to be on the site. We wanted to try and maintain as much of the heritage as possible, with exposed metalwork still evident as part of the interior, and we've incorporated elements such as the old banana racks that were used to allow the imported fruit to ripen that had been left behind by traders from the 1960s. The vault is expected to open in the coming weeks. Follow at Darlington Markets on social media for updates."
Coronation celebrations. Get ready for your street party. Preparations are underway to celebrate the coronation of His Majesty the King and Her Majesty the Queen Consort, and we want you to get involved. We will be marking the historic occasion over the special May bank holiday weekend, and as part of the celebrations, we are inviting you to hold a street party on Sunday the 7th of May. Street parties are a great way to get together with neighbours and friends. If you want to host a party in your street, you need to start planning now, especially if you want to apply to close your road during your event. Don't forget, you can organise your party in another space, such as a garden, local park or driveway, without filling in any forms. There are details of what to do, as well as advice and information on hosting any neighbourhood gathering, on our website at www.darlington.gov.uk/street-party. Or, if you don't have internet access, you can call 406 432 to get the relevant forms. And on Saturday the 6th of May, as a reminder, in the Town Centre and Market Square, there will be a live broadcast of the King's coronation and entertainment throughout the day. And for more details as they're announced, visit enjoydarlington.co.uk/coronation.
Raising the roof at Crown Street. Work at Darlington Library continues, with the latest phase focusing on the roof. The roof trusses have been strengthened and the lead work replaced. Inside, there has been a lot of work to the lending and reference sections, including restoration of plasterwork and redecoration. The original oak bookshelves have been restored and new toilets have been installed. The Georgian wired glass roof windows will also be replaced with a new heritage glazing system, which will flood the library with natural light. Most of the original roof tiles will also be reinstated. Before work started, an ecology survey discovered a small colony of pipistrelle bats roosting in one of the roof voids, and great care has been taken not to disturb them. A specialist purpose-built bat roost has been created to ensure they continue to be safe once the work is finished. The library on Crown Street is closed while the work continues, but a temporary select and collect point is open at the Dolphin Centre, and the Cockerton Branch Library is open. So much on offer at your local library, wherever you are. You probably already know our library is free to join, and you can borrow a host of books, magazines and audio for free. But did you know many of our services can be assessed digitally? There's a range of digital magazines to download for free, with a huge range of titles from Hello and Men's Health to National Geographic and Top Gear. We also have a great selection of e-books to borrow and read on the go, and you can download free audiobooks straight to your phone or device to listen to wherever you want. If you're over 60, we can select and deliver books to you every month for free. Just get in touch or ask a relative or friend to call and let us know what genres or authors interest you, and we will do the rest. Call 349 610 to apply. To find out more about library services and to follow how work is progressing, visit the website at www.darlington.gov.uk/library or download the library's app. Contact your councillor. Your councillor is there to listen to you and find out about the issues that are affecting life in your ward. Find out more at www.darlington.gov.uk/yourcouncil/democracy. MP surgeries. Peter Gibson, Darlington MP, can be contacted through his constituency office at 34 Duke Street, Darlington, DL3 7TZ, or you could call 711 711 or email Peter at peter.gibson.mp@parliament.uk. Paul Howell, Sedgefield MP, can be contacted by email at paul.howell.mp@parliament.uk or through his constituency office at Unit 2, Sydney House, Ricknail Avenue, Newton Aycliffe, DL5 6AS, or you could call 790580. Ben Hoochin, Tees Valley Mayor, Teesside Airport Business Suite, Teesside International Airport, Darlington, DL2 1NJ. Or you could call 01325 792 600 or email mayor@teesvalley-ca.gov.uk.
How inflation and increased demand impacts council budgets. Inflation has affected everyone over the past year, and the council is no exception. We provide a wide range of services, supporting many of the most vulnerable people in our town, and with prices rising, it is having a huge impact on our budgets. Inflationary price increases across services, rising utility costs, wage increases, and growing demand for services, particularly in relation to children's and adult social care, mean that we are facing significant budget pressures. The Council's budget for the next financial year and the 4-year medium-term financial plan, MTFP, were agreed by councillors last month. This included a 2.99% increase to a council tax for 2023-24 and a further 2% increase to the social care precept to fund vital social care services. The increase, which is less than half the current rate of inflation, will provide the council with approximately £2.9 million of additional income in 2023-24 and will help to cover some of the inflationary pressures we face. As a council, we've maintained a healthy level of reserves, which we are making use of now to meet the funding gap for the coming year. Although there are cost pressures to manage, the MTFP provides for £120 million of net revenue investment in services for the coming financial year. In addition, there is capital investment of £111 million over the 4-year life of the plan to improve our schools, roads, housing and community assets. Price inflation, 3.689 million. Inflation has added 2.425 million to the cost of adult social care packages in 1 year. Utilities increases, 2.251 million. Increased cost of gas and electricity across the council's buildings, street lighting, etc. Pay award, 3.87 million. The pay award for council staff is set nationally and covers a 2-year period. There is a reduced income of £0.493 million. Increased demand, £3.764 million. The demand for specialist placements for children has cost an extra £1.891 million. Other and contingencies, £1.445 million. Increased interest rates. The total is 15.512 million, less cost savings, 3.567 million pounds, less council tax increase, 2.9 million pounds approximately, equals net pressure approximately 9 million pounds.
Rail development on track. Work continues on the town's ambitious rail development plans. The £140 million plus project will transform access to the station, as well as provide 2 new platforms, increased rail capacity, multi-storey car park, and a new transport hub. Many of you will have seen photos and memories of Hogan's Pub shared on social media before demolition started. We hope the demolition will be completed in April. To allow the work to take place safely, the paths next to the building on Victoria Road and Park Lane have been closed, but the bus stop remains open. Cattle Market temporary car park. Work is progressing to install underground drainage and electrical infrastructure in the car park ahead of surfacing. The new car park on the site of the old cattle mart should be complete by early May and will tie in with the closure of the LNER car park off Neasham Road. The cattle mart site will become the main station car park until the new multi-storey car park is completed. Look out for future updates on how the new temporary car park will operate and new signage to the station. Phase 2 of demolition work is underway on the Neasham Road side of the station with the removal of several buildings. This will eventually include the demolition of the East End Club, which has relocated to Yarm Road. The footpath along this stretch of Neasham Road remains closed until construction work is complete. Please follow the diversion signs and do not walk along the edge of the road. Updates and information. If you have any queries about the demolition works, please email capital.projectsoffice@darlington.gov.uk. You can keep up to date with the Darlington Station Improvement Project by visiting the TVCA website at www.teesvalley-ca.gov.uk/latest-news or www.darlington.gov.uk/station.
Spotlight on Learning Disability Provider Service. In the latest in our series of articles looking at the varied teams that make up the Council's adult social services, we have been finding out more about our Learning Disability Provider Service, which runs different schemes to support adults with learning disabilities. Supported living. We have a property where our staff support people who live together with their own tenancies. This support ensures these tenants can live as independently as possible, but they know there is support available if they need it. Hollycott. We offer respite, short stays at Hollycott for adults with learning disabilities and their families. This means families can get a break from their caring roles and service users can have a break from their normal routine. Staff work with families to make sure they get respite when they need it so they can continue their caring role in the long term. Hollycott is fully equipped with everything staff need to support service users 24 hours a day. The Bridge Community Art Project. This project gives service users the chance to express themselves through art. Most participants visit one or two days a week to work on a variety of media. Many have never done anything like this before and find their self-esteem and confidence are really boosted by being involved in art. Participants have had their art exhibited all over the UK and Europe, and some have won prestigious competitions. The Lynx. Staff at the Lynx do a lot of outreach day work with service users, helping them to integrate and work with community groups such as the Friends of the Deans, Community Allotments and the Drop-In Cafe at Eastbourne Pavilion. Lakeside Lodge, South Park. Services at Lakeside Lodge are for those who have some independence and skills. Service users take part in many health-related activities such as Move More at the Dolphin Centre and volunteer with community groups. Foundations. Staff from foundations mainly work with service users with profound learning disabilities and work closely with colleagues in health services. They provide day activities with real health benefits, such as swimming and massage. Where possible, service users are supported to travel independently. Peter Fitzpatrick, manager of the service, said, "We have only just reopened since the pandemic, providing services for around 70 people. All our service users are referred by social services. There is a real sense of value and self-esteem for the people using our services. It can boost self-confidence and has a real impact on mental and physical health. I'm very proud of our staff. Our services are a big part of people's lives, and this is down to the support and commitment of our staff. They tell me they enjoy work as it is so rewarding." Feeling inspired? Find out about vacancies at www.darlington.gov.uk/workwithus. You can find out about gaining the qualifications and experience you need to work in social care at www.darlington.gov.uk/extra, and that's extra spelt XTRA.